Awkward pause. Welcome, everybody, to I'm Going to Ask Dad, episode...
Whatever we're on.
Eight? I think it might be eight. Seven or eight. Maybe nine. No. Seven or eight, I think. You got a little zoom going on with your camera there. Oh, yeah, that was my... LaCroix.
Yeah, I thought it was lagging. Really bad lagging.
Today, we're going to be talking about divorce. So, this should be an interesting one.
Both of us have some, and we have experience from both perspectives here.
Which perspectives?
A child in the family that got divorced and a parent that got divorced. Yeah. In this case, a dad.
How I know interesting. What it's
like from Go mom's ahead. Perspective.
Right.
Because we didn't have her on here, and...
Oh, maybe someday she'll sit with you.
I imagine it's different because she, most likely she isn't the one that's going to have the job and be supporting of the family, so she'll have to get a job pretty quickly or live off child support, but that's not what it's meant for.
No, your mom did a really great job adjusting to a new circumstance in life. It was really impressive how she was able to keep everything together and moving forward in the house. Wow, you're really leading off big. What questions do you have, man?
So, what were your main worries when the divorce was being filed? Like, were you worried it would affect me and my sister's life a lot?
It was a concern, but as the path started, not like your mother and I filed the paperwork together. We sat down, we filled it out together, we went and filed it together. But the impact on you and your sister was something we really specifically had conversations about before divorce was even the path we decided to take.
Oh.
When we recognized that divorce might be a path in front of us, we began having conversations that if that's the path we move along, that the two of you are the priority through things, that the work we do on ourselves is for the benefit of you and your sister, right? Like, I didn't get divorced and think I'm going to fix myself so I can get back together. My thought was I'm going to heal myself so that I can be the best father I can be to my children. It was a lot easier path. I don't know because I didn't experience divorce with a really like I didn't hate your mother, right? Like it wasn't a bunch of angry fighting.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I wanted to have this topic as an episode because your and mom's divorce were much more atypical than what is common in the world. So
no, absolutely. I mean, we had friends go through divorces that we watched, like it was a constant battle. Like who's going to have the kids was a battle. Who's going to get the house was a battle. And we sat down and like, okay, how do we want to do this? Like, what if we did this, this, and this?
Yeah, and
we want to fight.
What you decided was like my choice sort of thing. Like, you weren't like when I asked about a new schedule with you and mom. You weren't like absolutely not. You were open to the idea. You weren't afraid to have to file all that paperwork again.
No, and like the filing the paperwork is that's not
but
really
from my perspective.
It's not a big deal. You know, it's just an adjustment for the child support because of the different timing. You guys having the freedom of choice was a big thing for us because it was going to be a very different scenario for you guys. You know, your sister's on the weekly rotation still. That's a very different life than what we had before. But she also knows that if she wants extra time at mom's or extra time here, all she has to do is ask for it. It's wholly up to you guys to say, hey, you know, I'm missing this parent. I want to go there tonight. And as much as we can accommodate that, we try to, because again, divorce for the adults is hard. Yes. Divorce for the kids is really hard. if your teacher is like, I wouldn't have known about divorce if it wasn't brought up. Like, that means something's happening in a good, positive fashion where it's not affecting your life across the board as the child. But we're doing something right, because I remember growing up myself seeing, because I don't know what it's like to have parents that divorce, right? I don't know what that is. But I saw kids that did have parents that got divorces, and you could see how much it weighed on them. Like, you could see how much, like, the tension at home when mom and dad are, you know, fighting about everything. And I don't know if that's what it was going on, right? But you could see a change in the kids because of what was happening at home. Especially in, I would imagine, and you're going to be closer to this than me, right? It's, as a young kid, you see, you know, your parents when they're together in marriage, like, it's that, like, wow, that's what, you know, love and marriage is. And then when you find out there's a divorce, like, that's a shattering realization that, you know, maybe love isn't what you thought it was. Would that be accurate, you think?
Yeah, because you and mom still like each other. What I see as love now is the ability to respect someone through hard times.
Hmm. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
That, I'm not going to speak for your mother. I'll be careful in how I say some things, because...
Yeah.
Like, my story, it's not... I don't get to tell her story for it all. Well, a couple episodes ago, I told you about the cheating, right? And I will always be impressed with your mother's resiliency to stand by my side and support me while I was attending AA after having heard about all of that from me. Like, I gave her information where, I mean, she could have, you know, started hitting me and kicking me out of the house that day, but she had the strength to stand up and, you know, kind of, to me, it almost felt like, let me get my legs under me with AA before, like, and maybe she needed a moment to breathe and catch her breath from it all too, you know? But she, like you said, that respect, because love comes with respect and regardless, but she had that, okay, he's trying to do this, let's see what happens. But at the same time, I'm sure going through her own thing of, like, what's the right choice for me? And, you know, it was a lot of conversations between the two of us of what that was going to look like.
Hmm. Are you happy with the system you and mom have in place, or do you feel like there's still room for improvement?
What do you mean by the system?
Like, how we get to choose where we are, and we can take visits at, and to go to the other's place, you know?
No, if it was more rigid, I think it creates room for fighting. Like, this past weekend, you guys had that trip. But that was my weekend. I could have easily been like, no, it's my weekend. They're with me. Right? What's that do for you guys? How does that make you and your sister feel if I'm saying, no, you can't go on this trip because it's the time you're supposed to be with me? Now you're missing out on fun with your mom and her family because I'm being selfish.
Yeah, and also it would realistically make me and Piper want to, how do I say that, be in mom's custody full time.
Right, because you're not being respected. So how do you feel, loved and treated kindly if you're not getting the respect of what you would like to do? Is it always going to work that way? No, there's going to be times where, and I think your mom and I have a really good system where like we don't do the same things at the same. Like that was that like family Christmas, basically, right? And then my family Christmas is always in January. So like we don't do family Christmases the same weekend. She usually does it mid-December and I usually do it mid-January. So there's not this we both have it this weekend. We don't really get that kind of.
Yeah, and it also worked out well you and mom were married because we were able to go to both parents' family Christmases because their times didn't contradict within one another. And we also had time to wind down at home and open gifts there.
Yep. And even while I was working at Walmart, like there were just days where I wasn't going to be able to because like Black Friday was a day I was never going to get off. Like it's just, that's not how it worked while I worked at Walmart. So, if Thanksgiving, your mother and I did Thanksgivings in the house and had friends over, but if Thanksgiving would have been a thing where like we go to this place, it was going to be something I just wasn't going to be able to be part of.
Yeah, also we can kind of look at it at a front end, back end perspective. You were like a front end worker, which means you were in the stores, selling the stuff, while the back end workers are like the people that deliver and deliver the stuff, like the truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of important parts to that.
Yeah.
What else you got about the divorce?
That's about it, really. I mean, that's about it. Any questions for me now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part, honestly.
How do you feel it affected you?
Ooh. It affected it in a neutral manner. I mean, right at the end, it was a big, dip down. I wish I had a notepad I could draw on my PC to make a graph, a line graph, which then I could screen share onto here so you could see a visual representation of it.
You mean like emotional stability or?
Just how I felt. Yeah, emotional stability is good. I wonder if I could do that. I mean, probably have to get some form of recording software that would allow me to turn a screen input into a camera output.
Oh, I'm sure we could do something like that. At some point. See, we got to get big first, and then we get all the fun stuff. Or an editor.
I mean, I imagine there is some kind of open source program that would allow that.
So you, like, when you say at the end, do you mean like...
We're kind of getting off weaving.
Yeah. When you say at the end, do you mean like me moving out, or when the divorce was finalized, or...
When did I say the end?
You said when it was getting to the end, it was like a dip down for me, is what you said.
Oh, yeah. When, right when you moved out, it was like a, I shouldn't say dip, I should say spike.
Yeah, okay. It was a
fast drop off, but then a fast up.
Right, because it's like a holy crap, dad's not here anymore.
It was like a drop down and slowly going back up, eventually surpassing what I had beforehand.
So you would say, like a total picture, you would say,
I'm better off.
Emotional stability and life positivity is in a better place today than even pre-divorce.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, I think I kind of knew that, but like...
Like, that's hard to believe from my your perspective, isn't it?
No, because I get this, like, I've gotten to watch your journey too, right? Like, you've done awesome. You and your sister both have been phenomenal going through everything that the two of you have gone through. If you could change anything about how it all went, what would you change?
I wouldn't change anything because I'm comfortable with what I have. And if I change something, it might bump the course off completely. A butterfly effect of sorts.
Right. Are there kids in school that you know of that have divorced parents?
No.
Not something people talk about often?
Nope. One of those controversial topics.
That's what we're trying to change, right?
Yeah.
It's because it's when you don't talk about the stuff, it gets, for me in my life, those kinds of things get worse. The longer you carry them inside, the heavier they are, right? Like you're eventually going to fatigue yourself and not be able to hold the burden of whatever weight you carry. Go ahead.
I'm also glad about the podcast because it allows me to comfortably talk about you with these things about you, and also it allows me to get some of these things out because I'm able to talk with you about it, and it feels private, which is funny.
Right. I think that's really cool because, like, obviously it's a space I let you know exists, right? But there's almost like a push, because I think I feel the same thing too. Like, there's this push when we sit down and do this to have the conversations for the episodes that's like, okay, we're going to talk about this. This is the topic.
I feel like this is going to be a key part of my journey to recovery, right?
Yeah, like you're definitely going through your own things and being able to speak to the things. Like it's not easy to do with me. Like we've done a lot, absolutely, but I think the conversations are definitely a lot deeper, a lot bigger when we do this.
A lot more
informative.
A lot more willing to go into some very, very controversial subjects like the election.
Oh, what else do I got for you? Did the divorce create a little space with you and your sister where the two of you kind of like recognize that you have each other, even though mom and dad are going through? No?
Nope.
No?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
It's just something I'm not really comfortable to talk about with her.
Okay.
I feel like for Piper, I created a space that she knows she has me for things like playing with, since mom and dad are going to be a lot more busy. Yeah, that's why. And that's the only space that was created.
Yeah, and I wasn't speaking about like you two talking about things, right? But more of a closer bond because you had each other to turn to rather than, you know, mom and dad are going through stuff, so we play with each other and spend time together because our world got flipped upside down.
Yeah. This is a short episode, right?
I'm trying to come up with more. Do you have any more?
No. 20 minutes.
You know what's interesting is alcoholism and divorce are. I mean, I don't have a lot of any more questions. So like, this will be a short episode too. But alcoholism and divorce turned out to be the two shortest episodes we've made so far. Uh-oh.
Automatically muted me.
No, I muted you because it was getting crazy loud. Divorce and alcoholism are you know, the two shortest episodes we've made, but they're also the ones that we've sat and had conversations about the most outside of doing this. You know, like we kind of have a pretty big base knowledge and communication with one another in these two topics.
Hmm. Yeah, which means we'll honestly just try to stretch the episode out.
I'm not trying to. I was just, you know, it was a thought that crossed my mind. With that said, we didn't do any of the like, follow, subscribe, check us out weekly. What are we doing next week?
I don't know. It's going to be
Number more topics. We should probably try and expand that list.
The reservoir is going to run dry soon.
I don't remember what next week is. Healthcare could be a good one.
Ooh.
With the light of what happened in the world this past week. 2 weeks?
Three?
It hasn't been that long. It's maybe 2 weeks.
What are you talking about? I'm not caught up in that.
The CEO that got...
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, like with the state of the world of healthcare, we could talk about healthcare. Take that one on. But we can look at our list and go from there. Anyways, follow us on Facebook, Spotify. I wish I had little bubbles that popped up on the screen that I could point to.
I mean, if I learn any editing software, I could.
You could, man.
Theoretically do that.
All right. Any last questions?
No.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Awkward pause.